There was the breaking news. There's the Harden contract. Cavaliers clear a little space, and James Harden re-signs with the Cavaliers. 2 years plus a player option for a third year. Player option for a third year. So the Cavaliers make the big trade yesterday, big five-team deal. Key in that is they end up getting Peyton Watson, the wing guy who they wanted a wing guy, so they got a ring guy, and that's a good thing. Wing guy, ring guy. If a wing guy can turn into a ring guy, you really got something there, Dan. And now James Harden returns to the team. I wonder about the James Harden contract. James is still a very good NBA player, but that's a lot of money for an older guy who, though I like him better as a fit for this team than I like Darius Garland, I still wonder, okay, you got two ball dominant guards in the backcourt. What are you going to do?
This is the cost. This is the cost of the trade you made for Darius Garland. This is the cost you decided to go with. Would I have done this move? No. No way. But this is the cost. 3 years, $97 million. Player option on the third year. This is the cost. I mean, I hate to put it that way, because the problems that I've always had with James Harden are the fact that, A, James Harden plays James Harden ball at James Harden pace. And I hope that Kenny Atkinson can get through to him that if this team is going to go where James Harden wants this team to go, which is to win a title, so then that way he doesn't have to listen to that for the rest of his career. He wants to win a title. The Cavs want to win a title. The problem is Kenny Atkinson is going to need to get through to James Harden that we can't just live life playing high screen and roll basketball until the end of time with you playing with the ball in your hand going pound, 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 then kicking it to Donovan Mitchell to go pound, 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 pound. Like, that's the part of this that I hope has been explained to James Harden, that if you want to win a title, you need to evolve.
Just over $32 million a year on average if he picks up his third year option.
You ready for this? This is according to Shams Charania. Harden's career earnings now reach $511 million, making him the fourth player in NFL history to eclipse $500 million.
NBA.
In the NBA, joining the 76ers, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry.
Well, it's that's good. A nice how do you do.
Yeah, it's good work if you have the skill.
It's good work to... They always said the best part about basketball is that you can get better by yourself because all you need is a ball and a hoop.
And you can.
And you can. And good for him. Good for him. Good for him to be able to do it. Jeff, where do you think this puts the Cavaliers? Do you like this move?
Honestly, Dano, I thought when they made the Garland trade, for some reason it just immediately struck me that, okay, they're clearing Darius's money off the books. Harden's deal is up. He will leave, and they'll have that money to use on somebody else. I did not envision James Harden becoming a part of this long term. And by long term, I mean during this run with Donovan Mitchell. You know, this to me, it's all in focus now. Donovan signs his contract extension. What was his 4 years, 290 some odd million dollars or whatever, 260, I think it was, something like that. And he's under contract through 2031. They've given up control, basically, of all of their draft choices in the first round. I think they have one of them. I think they have the 2030 pick. But they traded the 2031. So you're not really going to... And you do have another first-round pick that you traded the best pick of the two with Utah. And so you would assume that you know, if the Cavs do what they're supposed to do, they'd keep their own pick that year. But I believe there's still, so now three more first-round picks that are off the board. Okay. As long as you have an owner who's willing to spend money like crazy, you can fill out a team. And that's okay. I get that. And a first-round pick means you only get one a year. Well, what happens if you get to 2030 and that pick, you know, Donovan, something happens to Donovan and blah, 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 and all of a sudden your team is sitting in the top seven, you know? And that's the painful part. But again, you can go out and you can sign free agents, and Kobe Altman's not afraid to make trades and big trades, and he's made good trades. But I think I think tying yourself to a player at James' age is tough. His style of play can be tough. I think it's up to Kenny Atkinson to make it work, but they he's got to make it work. He has to. James has to play, and James got paid, so I would think that James would be willing to do whatever it took to make this team as you know powerful and successful as it possibly can be, and he's done that before in his career. So I'm anxious to see what they come up with additions to the team. And again, Peyton Watson's not, you know, he's not going to be your first option. He's not your second option. He's not your third option. He might not even be the fourth option in the offense. And I'm real anxious to see what other young guys come along because I think they're a little light in the backcourt now, but with plenty of options in the backcourt. And that means just somebody has to step up and be really good. And hopefully somebody can to help out Mitchell and Harden.
And I think they have that level of talent to do it. Like, anytime I've watched Craig Porter, I've always found myself wanting to see more.
Yeah, I like Craig. Yeah. I think he's done a nice job.
I've always...
And it's about time.
Yeah.
You know, they signed him to a contract. When they brought in Schroeder, I kind of thought, well, you signed Porter. You don't like Craig enough yet? Well, maybe now they do. Maybe they love Malik Thomas. Maybe they think Malik's going to be a backup point guard.
You were screaming for toughness. I mean, everybody was screaming for toughness. Dennis Schroeder brings toughness. That's the one thing he brings, on top of the fact that he's another guy that every time he steps on the floor, he believes he's the best player out there.
Which I loved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But you can see why
Schroeder's tough, man.
Absolutely. But you can see how that philosophy would rub teams the wrong way. We'll say that.
Well, he's been on, what, 12 of them?
Exactly.
Something like that.
But I knew from the beginning when they made the trade that there was no way that this was just going to be a half season and done. Especially when you start hearing things like waiving trade kickers and you know whatever else would come with it. You're like, okay, you're signing up for this. And this is it, folks. This is the all-in move. This is your chips are in the middle of the table. Your team going into this Eastern Conference is going to be Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Peyton Watson, Sam Merrill, and whomever, Jalen Tyson. Thank you.
Mario Hezonja.
And whoever else is out there. This is it. Because all of the major assets that you could have moved around have now been allocated for.
Yeah.
And so this is the team. And I am fascinated to see if this team is going to be able to conquer the 7 games against the Raptors that they had last year and be able to turn that, I don't know, into a 5-game series. Will this group be able to not have the Detroit series turn into 7 games and turn that into a 5-game series? So then that way, if you find your way to the Eastern Conference Finals again, we're not all looking at each other going, well, they're clearly just out of gas.
Do they have enough depth in the backcourt? And I'm going to put Jalen Tyson in the backcourt for now. Jalen Tyson, Craig Porter, young guy, though he's played okay, still unproven in a bigger role. Malik Thomas, 19, 20-year-old rookie who looked great in the summer league, but that, you know, good for him. Hopefully he can be a player. I like Sam Merrill. Is Tyrese Proctor going to be anything? I mean, like, is he going to be a rotation guy who can handle the ball? I think they could use a little depth in the backcourt. But I wonder if they have it and it's not yet quite developed. For instance, Jalen Tyson. And Malik Thomas certainly could become that guy. But remember, Malik Thomas was a second-round pick. I hate to pin that on draft position. But draft position in the NBA, even if you're a later pick, it usually means, okay, he will need time to develop. Not always. It's not always the case. For instance, everybody's giddy about Peyton Watson, right? Getting the Cavs him in the trade. Mm-hmm. And I understand. I like the move. He was the 30th pick in the draft. And so he was the last guy taken in the first round of a draft. Took him some time. 4 years in, he had a good year and he cashed in. You know, now can he build on that? Do the Cavs have enough in the backcourt? I wonder that a little bit. Do they have enough depth at forward? You got rid of Max Strus, who can play guard. Max could play a little small forward for you. But you signed Hezonja. You have Cam Whitmore right now. But if you're going to waive him and stretch out that, you know, mm-hmm. that salary, does that mean you're still going to go out and try and bring in Jonathan Kuminga.
You still, I don't know if you can under the cap,
well,
though.
If he accepted a veteran minimum, you could.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
That's not, an oh, how the mighty have fallen type
right,
of move.
That's
though.
Not what he wants. DeMar DeRozan.
So I guess the Nuggets are interested in bringing him in after making the trade.
I would understand that.
So would I. Except if I were them, I would also be talking to Kuminga, too.
But if you're the Cavs, I mean, you okay with your depth in the front court being Hezonja, Cam Whitmore, who might not be here because you're going to waive him, Naquan Tomlin, Thomas Bryant, Ernest Udeh? It seems a little light, doesn't it?
Especially, all right, so one of my favorite things to do when I'm evaluating a roster is the great line of 15 players get you there, 8 win you the thing. Win you the title.
Yeah.
Right? That's always kind of the thought coaches have had. 15 guys get you there.
So who are your 8 that win you this title?
All right, so I'm at 7.
You're starting 5.
Harden, Mitchell, Allen, Mobley, Watson. Okay? So that's the 5.
Yes, you're starting 5.
You're locked in there. I trust Merrill. I trust Tyson.
That's 7.
And I don't know who the 8th is.
That's correct.
Do you agree?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So that's why I say I think there might be a little light.
So during this season of 82... you need to figure out who your 8th is.
And
that's
probably
goal 1.
And probably 9th and 10, because you can't bank on everybody staying healthy.
Good point.
Thanks.
So you're going to need to figure those out. And the problem with doing this is that none of those guys that are in that 8 are in the back, are in the front court.
Yeah, that their front court seems a little light.
I think that's the concern. I can live through Porter Jr. at backup point guard. I could try to make it work with Proctor. I could try to make it work with whomever else there. They need one more pick.
I want to see what Malik Thomas can bring me.
I want to see Malik Thomas, too. They need one more pick. I think that's where I would look next. The problem is I don't know who you're going to go get.
And if you get rid of Cam Whitmore, which, you know, I understand financially maybe that's something they think they have to do or they do have to do, I would think he would be in my top 8.
Yeah.
If he was healthy and here. But apparently he's not going to be.
And that guy that I'm looking for is not a top-tier awesome guy coming off of the bench either that's going to be there. I mean, I just, for lack of better terminology, and maybe this is too far into the weeds, find me Bismack Biyombo. Like, if you can get me someone
kidding?
Who can
That'd
just,
be phenomenal.
Just grab boards and block shots,
that's
done.
Of course.
Sign me up.
That would be perfect.
That's exactly who needs to be here. Now, I don't know who that guy is in the modern NBA right now who's still floating out there who could fill the Bismack Biyombo role of just run around, block shots, grab boards, let's go.
That would be phenomenal.
But that's exactly what they need. The way that Kevon Looney used to always do that for the
Golden
Warriors
State.
Back in the day. Yep, yep.
Cavs make the big trade. Part of a 5-player, 5-team trade. They give up Schroeder in that deal. They give up Max Strus. They give up an unprotected first-round draft choice. And they get, it looks like, one guy, Peyton Watson. And they sign James Harden.